This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
10 new coaches in the NFL this season, and we're looking at the best landing spots. You've got Mike McDonald coaching down in Miami, Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos, Dennis Allen with the Saints, Josh McDaniels with the Raiders, and Todd Bowles taking over Tampa. Which team, or which coach, I should say, do you like the most based on his situation?
Obvious answer, Todd Bowles. He has the easiest landing spot. He's got the greatest quarterback of all time. Enough said. And he also plays in a very weak division in the NFC South. So obviously it's Todd Bowles, but not a ton of value there as the Bucs are minus 600 to make the playoffs. So let's look at some of the ones you might not expect. I'm looking at Josh Daniels maybe for Las Vegas. And I feel like his past history as a head coach is kind of haunting him. And that's the reason I think maybe he doesn't have some success here. But look at Las Vegas last year. Despite the turmoil of one of the craziest stories for a head coach, like, remember what happened to John Gruden and remember how much he meant to that organization? He was not just a head coach. He was very involved in personnel decisions. And so the fact that he had to abruptly leave that program, or I guess franchise, I shouldn't call it a program, abruptly leave that franchise, and looking how the Raiders bounce back, even with an interim head coach, it shows the resiliency of that team and the fact that they're not willing to, you know, just throw in the towel. Now they've got Devontae Adams. It should be a nice little receiving core for Derek Carr. But like I said, I just have questions for Josh McDaniels because we've seen this story before. He has had opportunity after opportunity in the NFL. We'll see if this one is finally the time where he is successful as a head coach.
The Raiders are curious to me, and I don't know what to think of them. You can bet on all of these teams, yes, to make the playoffs, no, to make the playoffs. For Las Vegas, yes, it's plus money. It's plus 180. No is minus 225 with their win total set at 8.5. Both over and under that win total is minus 110. I mean, you mentioned Derek Carr. They added Chandler Jones on defense as well. I think there is the chance that the AFC West beats itself up. I keep saying I don't think the Chiefs are going to be as dominant as in years past. The Chargers are good. We know about the Broncos. We'll talk about them in a second. So I don't necessarily see anyone running away with that division because it's going to be so competitive. And there is a possibility if the Raiders put it together, maybe they're worth a little plus money because they could sneak in and find a way to make the postseason. But they certainly have the most question marks. I think for me is, can Josh McDaniels learn from his previous head coaching gig? We don't always see that in the NFL. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Do you think he is a guy who can learn from his past mistakes when he was heading up Denver?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know why these guys keep getting jobs. Doesn't it seem like it's just a carousel of the same names over and over? Like, every time I see a new head coach, I'm like, oh, we're going with this guy again. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he is just riding out the Bill Belichick disciple card here, because that's usually where he's had success, is in New England. But I will say at least he has a veteran quarterback, because that's the theme I think is, you know, the thread between these coaches that have the easiest position for new head coaching jobs is veteran quarterbacks, because they don't have to teach a new quarterback or, you know, mentor a guy or make sure that he is doing all the right things. Because when you have guys like Tom Brady, obviously, he's almost like a de facto offensive coordinator. Like, he's not not as much as like Peyton Manning, but still, he does not have to be, you know, have his hand held. Same thing with Russell Wilson. It's going to make the job a lot easier for Nathaniel Hackett because he has a veteran quarterback.
So let's talk about the Broncos, because right now to make the playoffs at BetMGM, they're minus 140. No is plus 115. Win total set at 10.5, but it's juiced to the under at minus 150. I love the Broncos to make the playoffs at minus 140. I'm surprised there's not more juice there. I don't know how you don't love this team, except for the fact that they play in a difficult division. But if you look at their team, they are ready built to make a run, Chelsea. The only thing they needed is a quarterback. They have a top 10 defense. Yes, the division, again, is competitive, but you've got Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler. All they've needed, we've heard this for 2 years, Denver needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. Will they trade for one? Will they draft one? Now they have Russell Wilson. I just cannot imagine this team not finding a way to make the playoffs. And also, I think motivation will be a factor. Russell Wilson was playing on some terrible teams in Seattle the past couple of seasons in an archaic offense. I think he's going to be rejuvenated. So I'm definitely on the Broncos making the playoffs at minus 140. I don't know if Nathaniel Hackett's going to be that guy, but I'm not worried when he has Russ at quarterback.
I think it's minus 140 and not higher juice because they're playing in the AFC West and because they're going to be playing some of the toughest competition in divisional games of any team in the NFL. And plus, they have a new head coach and a new quarterback. No matter how good Russell Wilson is, he's still learning a new team and new receivers. So maybe it takes a second for the chemistry to develop between him and his receivers. I will say, like you said, it's a great team around him. So even if he is not lighting up the box score in the first few games, they still have a great defense and they still have a pretty solid run game. So it's not all on Russ, even though all eyes will be on Russ to be the guy in Denver. But I do think it's a solid play because looking at the AFC playoff picture last year, the Steelers made it to the playoffs with Big Ben, and he averaged 2.1 yards per throw. So I think Russ should be able to get it done. You'd think. That's one of those you'd think plays.
It is. You'd think. And I would bet on Russ in that situation, despite having a new head coach.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Right now we're talking NFL head coaches in new places. What do you think about Todd Bowles with the Bucs? Now, you talk about a guy who's been gifted a perfect situation in his first year in Tampa. He gets the GOAT, Tom Brady, as his quarterback. And you think the Bucs are going to make the playoffs? Yeah, they're minus 600 at BetMGM. Noah's plus 425. Win total is set at 11.5, both the over and the under at minus 110. They're going to miss Gronk because Gronk retired yesterday, and the NFL's loss is Vegas's gain. Because now Gronk is going to have all the money in the world to go wherever he wants, whether it's on a boat or playing in Sin City. But the NFC South is so weak, Chelsea, you can't help but think that the Bucs will just keep rolling along.
Right, especially in the regular season. But here's the thing about the Bucs: the aspirations are not to win the NFC South. The aspirations are to win a Super Bowl. Tom Brady did not come out of his brief retirement to just be a divisional winner. So I think the standards are a little higher in Tampa Bay. And plus, like, you'll see it with the odds. They have the second best odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 750 over at BetMGM. Let's talk about Gronk for a second. Okay. How big of a story do you really think that is? Because looking at Gronk, a four-time All-Pro, probably one of the best tight ends to ever play the game, and more importantly, a security blanket for Tom Brady in the end zone. Do you think this is going to be a factor for the Bucs offense?
I absolutely do. And I understand Gronk isn't the Gronk that we saw at the Patriots. He's still one hell of a tight end. And I don't think we give Gronk nearly enough credit because of this sort of goofy persona, which I think he leans into. But when you look at performance, when you look at the numbers, he is one of the greatest tight ends in history. And you can't discount the connection between he and Tom. Even that first year when he came back, Chelsea, and they won a Super Bowl, remember Gronk had two touchdowns, and there's that video of them after the game where Gronk goes up to Tom and says, two tutties. So even in the biggest moments, Tom Brady has always known I can rely on Gronk. So in a clutch situation, they will miss him because that's always been a guy that Tom could rely on.
That's the difference maker for me. I think in the regular season, it's not going to make as big of a difference because you're not going against the best defenses. And also you're playing in a very soft division. But when it comes to those postseason games, when you are playing against good secondaries and it's very pressure filled moments, which Tom Brady, you know, pressure's nothing to him, but sure. Still, I think when it comes to the postseason, it's going to matter way more that they don't have Gronk in the end zone.
No, he's always been a guy who performs in big moments. And again, that has to do with that chemistry and knowing if you're Tom Brady, you can always rely on him because you just develop that give and take where you know one another so well, you know, to be in the right place. And you've probably seen that video where Tom looks over at Gronk. This is a few years ago where Gronk is, I think he's down in the 3-point stance and Brady's mic'd up and you hear Brady go, "Gronk, stand up." And Gronk stands up and gets ready to go on his route. Pretty incredible. Did want to ask you about the Dolphins, though. We talked a little bit about them yesterday with Mike McDonald taking over. At BetMGM, to make the playoffs, yes is plus 135. No is minus 165. Win total set at 8.5. Tua is the key here. What is your take on Mike McDonald in Miami?
Yeah, this one's a challenge for a new head coach coming in and taking over a team that has a quarterback that might be a bit of a head case. And we've seen it early on. Mike McDonald has really tried to pump up Tua by saying, "Hey, you're our guy. This is the year. We're going to put all of our faith behind you." And maybe that's what Tua needs because there's a good quarterback in there somewhere. There's a reason he was the guy everybody wanted to tank for. So I think so far he's doing all the right things, but a lot of it will be his success is going to be tied to Tua Tagovailoa. So I'm not sure if that's necessarily fair, but that's what it's going to boil down to.
I think there's a good quarterback in there somewhere. The question is that good quarterback just a good college quarterback? He's got the talent, but whether or not that translates into him being as successful as they want him to be is a different story. I'll tell you something, though. I think they're smart in the way that they've surrounded him with weapons where Tua won't be asked to do too much, and that might be why, if you like Miami, to make the playoffs at plus 135 to get yourself some plus money might not be a bad bet if you're a believer in Tua.
Right, and also looking at that division, for some reason or another, the Dolphins have the Patriots number, and also they're in the same division with the Jets. So, you know, maybe they get some softer teams to play. And last year, that was a big part of their win streak when they won, what, 6-7 games in a row? They were playing easy opponents, but still, it's a team that's pretty fundamentally sound.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.